The Senate please come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 17 members present this morning.
Thank you. If everyone would please stand, our chaplain is Envoy Craig Fanning of the Salvation Army.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, acknowledging you and your presence, accept our thanks for all you do for us. Make us mindful of all the needs of our people today. We pray for the poor, the widows, the children, and all who you entrust to our care. May we remember these who need our protection the most in our deliberations today. We also remember the cultural diversity of Alaska and pray for sensitive hearts to all the issues that face our Native and Indian peoples. Help us to be usable by you in these needs today. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Senator Tim Kelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 81st Legislative Day.
Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests to introduce this morning? Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my honor this morning to have with us two people we don't get a chance to see in Juneau very often. We see Daryl Hargraves, who's been a superintendent of schools in districts all over the state, and today he acts as president of the Superintendents Association for the state of Alaska, and we all see Daryl on an almost daily basis. Who we have today is Daryl's wife, Savannah, and his granddaughter, Tiffany Hargraves, who's a student at Schoenbar Middle School in Ketchikan. If you'd help me welcome them, please.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 30th, stating the House is passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 205, Transportation, by the House Transportation Committee. An act relating to the use of snow machines to travel across the Dalton Highway Corridor.
That will go to transportation. Senator Mackey?
Please.
Senate will stand at ease. Madam Secretary, do we have further messages from the House?
Message dated March 31st. The House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 269 rules amended with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 269 finance, an act relating to legislative powers and responsibility with respect to collective bargaining agreements between the state and a labor or employee organization representing state employees and providing for an effective date. Transmitted for consideration.
Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent. I move that the Senate concur in committee substitute for Senate Bill 269, Rules Amended Senate, thus adopting House committee substitute for Senate Bill 269, Finance. The sponsor does support the changes, and I recommend a yes vote.
Senator Kelly, would you be willing to explain the differences?
Madam President, I don't have a copy of our bill in front of us, but I am aware of what the House did. They took out our Section 1, and their Section 1 is what our Section 2 was, and basically it changed our bill from the complete monetary and non-monetary terms of a bill have to be submitted to the legislature under the House version by 60 days instead of our 45. That's acceptable. It also goes on with different language to cover the problem that was pointed out by the senator from Juneau concerning second-generation contracts. So if, in fact, a contract is presented in a timely manner and the legislature chooses to reject it, they renegotiate, come back with another contract, we can accept that after the 60th day. And then they change the terms of in their Section 2, they've added some language that says that monetary terms under agreement mean that the changes in the terms and conditions of employment resulting from that agreement, that, and monetary terms are what we're expected to okay. And they've added the subsection C, address employee compensation, leave benefits, or health insurance benefits, whether or not an appropriation is required for implementation. And the problem that we've had in the past is that sometimes the administration and the legislature will disagree on just what an appropriation is required for. For example, on the new proposed GGU contract, there's a sick leave cash out scenario that wasn't extended to the GGU employees prior to the new agreement. In testimony on the Senate Finance Committee, and we've received information since, the monetary value of the sick leave bank in the GGU contract alone, with a little over 7,000 employees, is $44 million. The 50% cash out provision in the new contract could mean a monetary liability to the state of Alaska of $22 million. I saw some figures yesterday that were presented to the Senate Finance Committee where there are several people in the GGU that could, if they chose to take half of their sick leave build up in a one-time cash payment and leave the other half in their own sick bank, that would they'd cash out to the tune of about $47,000. So there is some severe cash liability there. There is a $10 million cash reserve, but that cash reserve is for all other state employees. The other 15,000 state employees not covered by the GGU contract, and we have a potential of a run by the GGU sick leave cash out that could exhaust that reserve and in essence force another appropriation from the legislature. So the House version takes care of that, and I would recommend yes vote.
To the House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 269, Finance. Our vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, are there other messages from the House?
There are no other messages from the House this morning, Madam President.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications this morning, Madam President.
Do we have standing committee reports?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 34, an act relating to tattooing and body piercing, recommends Finance Committee substitute same title. Signing do pass, Senator Torgerson, co-chair, Senator Phillips and Lehman. Signing no recommendation, Senator Parnell, co-chair, Senators Green and, I'm sorry, Senators Pete Kelly and Wilkin. Signing do not pass, Senator Green. Fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 34 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 260 relating to denial of an application for issuance of a new alcoholic beverage license in an established village, recommends the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute same title. Signing do pass, Senator Mackey, chair, Senator Tim Kelly. Signing no recommendation, Senator Lehman. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 260 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 291, naming the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Signing do pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Pierce, Halford, and Lincoln. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 291 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 296, fees for state and state service. Recommends the Resources Committee substitute, same title. Signing no recommendation, Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Taylor and Pete Kelly. Signing do pass, Senator Mackey. Fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 296 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 190, Judiciary, relating to viatical settlement transactions. Signing do pass, Senator Mackey, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Tim Kelly and Lehman. Zero fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill Number 190, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 273, requiring oil discharge prevention and contingency plans, recommends a Rules Committee substitute new title. fiscal notes attached, previous fiscal notes attached, signing for calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 112, establishing the Alaska Public Building Fund. Recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 303 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to consumer choice for electric energy in Alaska and providing for an effective date.
And that will go to Labor and Commerce.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
Senator Taylor.
Yes, thank you. Why don't we move up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Hearing no objections, Senator Taylor, whether we are under introduction of guests.
First, a gentleman just came into the gallery here in the Grow Gallery that I wanted to introduce, and he is the head financial director for the school district in Ketchikan, David Meads. I'd like to welcome him. And though I might be accused of poaching on this one, I have consulted with the senator from that district, and it's all right with her. A dear friend of ours has come into the Ziegler Gallery, and at least it's my understanding she's hiding back there. And it's been a long time, and many of the people in this body know her very well. The wife of a former representative, Ron Larson, our dear friend, Emily Larson. Welcome, Emily.
Any further introductions, Senator Green?
Yes. So under introductions, I have two more students here from Matanuska Christian School who are involved as pages today. We have the daughter of Representative from Palmer. Laura Ogan is here with us, and she's joined by Nessa Voigt. If you'd help me welcome them today.
Further introductions? That brings us back to consideration of the daily calendar. Since the first bill on the calendar is mine, and has some technical aspects, I'm going to take an Eddie's while I change places with Senator Mackey.
To order. Is the board changed for voting? Okay. We're under consideration of the daily calendar. The clerk, please read the first item of the calendar.
Senate Bill number 273, an act requiring oil discharge prevention and contingency plans and proof of financial responsibility for non-tank vessels and railroad tank cars, authorizing inspection of non-tank vessels and trains and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends the Resources Committee substitute same title, signing no recommendation, Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Mackey, Taylor, Green, Pete Kelly, fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends Finance Committee substitute signing due pass, Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chairs, signing no recommendation, Senators Phillips, Green, Adams, Pete Kelly, Wilkin, Lehman. This previous fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends a Rules Committee substitute. Previous fiscal notes attached. Signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There are three committee substitutes.
Senator Kelly, the Rules Committee substitute.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute. They're pretty much technical in nature.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Rules Committee substitute has been adopted. I move the original bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 273, Rules, an act regarding oil discharge prevention and relating to contingency plans and proof of financial responsibility for all self-propelled non-tank vessels exceeding a specified gross registered tonnage, and for railroad tank cars, authorizing inspection of non-tank vessels and trains and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman, can you move advancement of the bill?
I move to ask unanimous consent the committee substitute Senate Bill 273, Rules, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading. Madam Clerk.
CS for Senate Bill number 273, Rules, an act regarding oil discharge prevention and relating to contingency plans and proof of financial responsibility for all self-propelled non-tank vessels exceeding a specified gross registered tonnage, and for railroad tank cars, authorizing inspection of non-tank vessels and trains and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Senator Lincoln?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question. In the Resources Committee, one of the questions that came up, and I note that the fiscal notes are approximately half $1 million, that The question that came up in resources was, what was the cost-based analysis for the requirements of non-tank vessels? And I'd like the sponsor to address the fiscal note that accompanies this bill.
Okay, before she does that, are there any other questions from members? Senator Pierce?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for your question, Senator. Let me just say briefly that as we've worked through the bill, I think we have dealt with most all of the concerns and questions that different members of industry had. And the one that we keep coming back to are concerns about the costs of compliance, and I certainly understand those concerns. Senator, the fiscal notes only deal, of course, with the cost of the regulations and of the oversight of the to the bill itself. So DEC in their SPAR department will end up with additional manpower to help with the approval process, first the NEGREG process and then the approval process of the contingency plans and the oversight on the financial responsibility that will be required of just under 1,000 ships that ply our waters each year. The ferry system, which does have to comply, also has a cost associated, and you see that fiscal note. I think the bigger question clearly is what the cost of compliance will be to the actual ships that are over 400 gross tons. And we did, by the way, move the size up to 400 gross tons, which dropped about 25 ships off the list. While there is no exact answer to that, every ship will have a different cost of financial responsibility depending upon the size of the ship and the amount of petroleum products that it carries and the amount of credits that it gets after the NEGREG process has taken place. You get prevention credits. And prevention credits might be because you've got a marine pilot on board, it might be because you've got spill equipment on board, it might be because you have done some other things, or it might be because your ship happens to have a double bottom or a double hull and doesn't carry fuel in that double bottom. So we can't say today what the exact costs are going to be, but let me give you an example. There are five statewide SPARs, which or PRACs, which are the primary response action contractors that have sprung up. They are all nonprofit organizations, nonprofits that are owned by the entities that are presently covered under our laws. The set-aside serves because that deals primarily with Prince William Sound and the oil tanker trade. The next largest of them is Chateau, which has the ability right now to respond statewide with a GO team that is in Anchorage and with equipment that they have around the state. And they are the company that is used most often statewide by the fuel barges that are presently plying our waters and come under the old law. There is a $5,000 initiation fee to become a member of Chateau. Once again, remember this is a nonprofit organization. And then the fee for responding to a particular vessel is dependent upon the amount of petroleum product it carries and where it goes. So you would expect that compliance in a Togiak, for example, which is a an area pretty far away from some of the major centers, would be perhaps more expensive than responding in a Seward, which is right in the you can get to it by road and you can get the equipment there quickly. So it depends. We've figured out what we expect the costs to be per ship, per transit in our waters, and they are very comparable for those ships that are in Alaskan waters on an ongoing basis. Those costs will be very comparable with the cost in Washington State, which has compliance rules that are much like ours. We've tried to comply and made our compliance the same as other states on the West Coast anywhere we could. So there is no exact answer. There is a cost. There's no doubt about that. However, let me just point out, and then I'll be quiet, that since we introduced Senate Bill 273, which was back not until February of this year, so it's been only about 60 days since the introduction. Since the introduction of the bill, the railroad has had yet another spill. in the railroad yard, and they're still struggling to clean up the two large ones that they had. We've had, just since the bill was introduced, the fishing vessel American Star went aground in Unimak Pass. Crew had to be airlifted off by the Coast Guard. The vessel rolled in the surf, remains on the rocks. While there hasn't been any pollution thus far, there has had to be a response, and the fuel has had to be offloaded. The MV Paxson, a log vessel, went aground in Icy Bay. After several days, it was successfully relocated. However, CSRS had to dispatch one of their big tugs, as well as response equipment, to assist in this effort. Most recently, the MV Bovec, which is a cargo vessel, is presently aground in Prince Rupert and remains aground and is not expected to be refloated until at least the 5th of April. If then, it's my understanding that the fuel that's on that ship is having to be offloaded. While no oil has spilled on the water so far, a response is having to take place. So all of these events, just in the past 60 days, these are ships going aground in our waters or near our waters, which could have a disastrous effect on the waters of our state, and they have all needed response.
Taylor?
Please, please.
Senate. Senate will come back to order. Senator Taylor, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Before the members, I have an amendment to title only, and so as a consequence, we do not need to return to second reading for the purpose of taking it up. It merely tightens up the title by removing the words, and I had it inserted wrong on the amendment. It deletes the words on line 2 and 3 in the title, A specified, and replaces that with the number 400, which is the number that is incorporated within the bill, and would just tighten up the title a little bit. It's my understanding the sponsor has no objection.
Senator Taylor, that is a technical change that could be made. Do you want to remove the word A? I think the word A on line 2 should probably remain if you look at that, and just simply remove the word specified. It is okay? Okay. The clerk had indicated that needed... Okay. Is there any objection to the technical change? So A specified would be removed and insert 400. Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that amendment is adopted. Any other discussion on the bill? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 273 rules, amended Senate, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. If the clerk will void the board is not correct. We'll void the vote. That was the amendment. Okay. Yeah, now you can vote right, Senator. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 16 yeas and 2 nays, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 273, Rules Amended Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Lehman?
I move to ask consent that the vote on final passage be considered a vote on the two effective date clauses.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the effective date clauses have been adopted by the roll call vote. There is some technically, the railroad is involved here, right? Okay. Senator Pierce. Senate will stand at ease.
Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, might we revert back up to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objections, Senator Lincoln. I'll go ahead and do it. While it is unusual and not usually done under our rules, I know that Emily would like to just take a short moment to say something to us. Emily?
But, you know, this was a big part of our life for a lot of years. And the Lord itself. And thank you, Chris, for all the nice messages. All the cards, the flowers, all the nice gestures in the heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please continue with the calendar.
House Bill number 112, an act establishing the Alaska Public Building Fund and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Phillips, Green, and Elton, signing due pass. Senator Wilkin, previous House zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chair, Senators Adams and Lehman, signing no recommendation, Senators Phillips, Green, and Wilkin, fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considers the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 112, Finance, an act establishing the Alaska Public Building Fund and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey. Senator Taylor?
Yep. Just a question that may lead to an amendment. Can somebody explain to me why we only have a list of eight buildings that are covered? It appears to be it creates a sinking fund for the purposes of doing maintenance and other things that we would then appropriate from the legislature towards those buildings, but it seems to me we've got a lot of other buildings within the state than that. Maybe we don't, but could somebody explain why it's just these eight? I guess my concern is it looks like it'll take an act of the legislature to ever open that list up to add any other or additional buildings to it, and we might be better off to have some generic definition that would allow for expansion so we don't have to pass a bill each time to get some maintenance done on a building.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. The bill came over to us from the House with real broad-based language that would indeed take in all the buildings that were owned by the state of Alaska. Senate Finance Committee considered this. This bill came to us as a pilot project to start getting the departments to actually pay the direct costs that are involved in the operation of their particular department and to put that on a square footage basis so that it would more directly reflect the cost of operating buildings to the individual departments that are there. The Senate Finance Committee agreed that this is worthwhile to take this project on, but we had concerns about opening that up statewide without coming back to the legislature before we see what the actual costs are going to be and what some of the other agreements that are going to be entered into by the other or by these tenants in these eight buildings.
Senator Taylor, does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I appreciate the information.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 112 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for House Bill number 112 Finance, an act establishing the Alaska Public Building Fund and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Torgerson.
Madam President, the other important aspect of this bill that I want members to know about is that we also wanted to keep track of direct costs that would be going by each department, but we also have other ways of, if we establish this rent building fund, we could then charge back the federal government and other users of our buildings, such as the Retirement and Benefits Division that are currently not paying directly for that, but it's a way to capture additional funds that could be used as the legislature may direct. So that was the other important aspect of this bill.
Further debate? Everybody for the question? The question is, shall the Senate Committee substitute House Bill 112 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Senate CS House Bill 112 Finance has passed. The vote was 16 yeas and 1 nay. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage of the Senate CS House Bill 112 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Senator Hoffman.
May we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Hearing no objection, Senator.
Gives me a great pleasure this morning to introduce Representative Mary Kapsner's brother. He's a guest page today. Please help me welcome Toby McCarr.
Senator Adams, under introduction.
Yes, I'd like to introduce my eye doctor. short-term cousin of the majority leader, a friend of mine, Jeff Gunn.
Madam Secretary, citations?
Citations honoring J.D. High School Tsunami Team Alaska Ocean Science Bowl, honoring Peter Bushry.
Senator Mackey.
The citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Senator Mackey, would you please move us back to messages from the House?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We return the calendar to messages from the House.
Hearing no objection, Madam Secretary, do you have any new messages?
Message dated March 31st, stating the House has passed and transmitted CS for House Bill number 304, Finance Amended, an act relating to issuance and sale of revenue bonds to fund drinking water projects to the Alaska Clean Water Fund, to creation of Alaska Clean Water Administrative Fund and an Alaska Drinking Water Administrative Fund, to fees to be charged in connection with loans made from the Alaska Clean Water Fund and the Alaska Drinking Water Fund, and to clarification of the character and permissible uses of Alaska Drinking Water Fund, amending Rule 3, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
Senator, please stand at ease. Senator, please come back to order. We're under messages from the House. The Secretary had just read across House Bill 304, which has a companion Senate bill, which is in Resources. So this one will go to Resources and Finance. Senator Halford.
I serve notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 273.
Reconsideration notice has been given.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be taken up at this time.
Hearing no objection, reconsideration will be taken up at this time. Madam Secretary.
CS for Senate Bill number 273, Rules Title Amended, an act regarding oil discharge prevention and relating to contingency plans and proof of financial responsibility for all self-propelled non-tank vessels exceeding 400 gross registered tonnage, and for railroad tank cars authorizing inspection of non-tank vessels and trains and providing for an effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there debate? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 273, Rules Amended, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 273 and Rules Amended has passed the Senate on reconsideration. The vote 17 yeas and one nay still. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Unfinished business. Cinderellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, April 3rd for state and personal business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis will be excused on Monday the 3rd. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Dr. Ruth Lister be brought up as a special order business at this time.
Hearing no objection, the citation is before us. Senator Mackey.
I move the citation be adopted.
Hearing no objection, the citation is adopted. Senator Senator. Hearing no objection, Senator Adams will be shown as a co-sponsor, along with Senator Ellis. Any of you who want to can send green slips up. Senator Taylor, were you seeking the floor?
Yes. Move and ask unanimous consent. I'll be excused, not subject to a call from 2:30 this afternoon until plain time on Sunday. I thought I'd done that, but I wanted to make sure.
You're now excused twice. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Mackey?
Yeah, I was just asked to remind everyone about the legislative skits, which will take place. It's probably one that I would prefer not to go to this year, from what I hear anyway. But the skits used to be sponsored by the Democratic Party, and it is now a nonpartisan event. It's Legislative Skits Incorporated, and they all went together to support charities, and this year it's going to support Big Brothers Big Sisters and REACH. As we all know, the mainly staff members and other people from both sides of the aisle get together and make fun of all the politicians in the state, and it does raise a lot of money for charity. It's a fun event, and that's Saturday, the 1st at Centennial Hall. Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. They are almost out. They're just about sold out, which usually happens. But if you are interested in attending or would like some tickets, if there are any left, you can see the folks in room 415 for that.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Ford.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to request permission of the body to speak on a friend. Thank you, Madam President. Myself, along with all of our colleagues here, a lot of us are wearing the flowers that were sent to us from a former colleague of ours and friend of ours, Cliff Grove Sr., who has passed away and who we have one of our galleries named after. And it's in honor of his birthday tomorrow. And I just wanted to bring a special recognition and a thanks to the family and also to Lucy. Lucy, we thank you very much, and God bless you, and our hearts and prayers are with you. Thank you.
Further special orders? Senator Kelly? No. Under announcements, Senator Kelly.
Committee upon adjournment.
Senator Mackey?
Monday. I'm with Senator Kelly.
Turn into money.